Little Rock, Arkansas. AP. Five employees of an environmental consulting firm died when a small airplane they were traveling in crashed outside an industrial area of Little Rock on Wednesday shortly after the plane took off, authorities said. The twin-engine plane crashed several miles south of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, Pulaski County Sheriff's Office spokesman Lieutenant Cody Burke said. The Federal Aviation Administration said five people were on board the plane. The Beech B-20 had departed the Little Rock Airport and was headed to John Glenn Columbus International Airport in Columbus, Ohio, the FAA said. Burke did not immediately release the names or ages of the people on the plane. The FAA said it and the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the crash. CTEH, an environmental consulting firm based in North Little Rock, said the five people on board the plane, including the pilot, were its employees. A company spokesman said the employees were responding to an explosion at an Ohio metals plant this week that killed one worker and sent more than a dozen to the hospital. We are incredibly saddened to report the loss of our Little Rock colleagues, Paul Noni, Senior Vice President of CTEH, said in a statement released by the company. We ask everyone to keep the families of those lost and the entire CTEH team in their thoughts and prayers. The crash occurred as a line of thunderstorms that the National Weather Service said included wind gusts of 40 miles per hour, 64 kilometers per hour, moved through the Little Rock area. Burke said it would be up to investigators to determine if weather was a factor. Nearby residents said they saw an intense fire from the crash. Dennis Gordon told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette he was standing on a street nearby the crash when he heard the wind pick up and then an explosion. Gordon told the paper that several smaller explosions followed, and then a huge fire. It was just red, then it starts turning black, and there's this burnt smell, Gordon told the paper. Andrew DeMillo, The Associated Press.